The state of Georgia is replacing a small group of attorneys who help prisoners file legal petitions with 170 law computers. Officials say it will save money and improve inmates' access to the law. Critics say the computers will stifle prisoners' constitutional rights. From Georgia Public Radio, Susanna Capiluto reports.
Craig Cascio is one of six lawyers who answers inmates' questions about matters of law at Georgia's 41 prisons.
I and other attorneys in the office determine how they should challenge their convictions, challenge their sentences, or challenge the conditions of their confinement.
Cascio works for the Center for Prisoners' Legal Assistance. The center was set up 7 years ago in response to a U.S. Supreme Court decision that ruled prisoners must have some kind of access to the courts. The center has always been busy because it serves 47,000 inmates. But this January, the state plans to fire the lawyers and provide legal access with a computer system. William Amadeo is a general counsel with the Georgia Department of Corrections. He says the lawyers just weren't getting the job done.
This system, I believe, will provide much broader access for a much greater number of inmates. And so we actually expect that the inmates will have a strong preference for this.
There will be one computer per 300 inmates. They will be equipped with a software program called Westlaw that is used mainly by legal professionals. However, many of Georgia's inmates only have an eighth grade education, says Stephen Bright with the Southern Center for Human Rights, and won't be able to navigate the complex software.
I think the idea that an inmate in one of Georgia's prisons can represent themselves is sort of like someone sitting at the controls of an airplane and just looking at the pilot's manual and thinking they can fly from here to Paris. That's really not very realistic.
Georgia officials say the new system will save $300,000. The Corrections Department is also planning to hire four paralegals to visit the state's prisons and assist inmates. But unlike lawyers, they are not allowed to give legal advice. The department's William Amadeo says there will still be enough help to ensure prisoners' rights.
We do provide books, how-to manuals, as needed, assistance with language for people who are illiterate. And that's why we have librarians and we'll have the paralegals to access these materials. And we certainly have all the forms and things for them to be able to file their claims.
According to legal experts, states vary greatly in how they provide legal access to prisoners. Most have book libraries and paralegals, some retain lawyers, a few use computers, but none as many as Georgia will have. Attorney Craig Cascio says he has had a tough time telling inmates about the pending change.
I was at Mens State Prison in Milledgeville, Georgia, and there are very many inmates who are handicapped physically, very many old inmates. A lot of them were illiterate and have medical problems, and it was just very troubling for me to sit across from them and realize that they're not going to have anybody to ask their questions to any longer.
Some say the Center for Prisoners' Legal Assistance may be a victim of its own success. Its lawyers have brought 275 cases to court on behalf of prisoners and won 125 of them. Meanwhile, the state says it will evaluate the new computer system after 1 year and make any necessary changes. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capiluto in Atlanta.